The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 3, Scene 1. Yes, this is actually our third season of doing Curtain Call. And I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly. And we thought for this third installment, third season, that we would get a little bit behind the scenes. We would go with, who is Jerry Williams? And who is Rich Grissett? We thought we would interview each other because that's pretty meta and cool, or really narcissistic. You take your pick.
Yeah. But, oh, well, it's also the fact that there's not any shows to review yet.
True, but we need to put out a show, and a show we shall put out.
Yes, so. We are doing it. And then we will have 10 shows opening in September, so we'll have plenty to talk about in the future Curtain Calls.
When I normally interview people, I like to start at the beginning. So, Jerry.
Rich.
How did you start reviewing theater?
Been involved in theater all my life. I was putting on plays when I was a little kid. I had puppet shows and did magic shows. And so I've always been into theater, and I was in radio a little bit in high school. And in college, I was in radio, a campus radio station at VCU. I was Sandy Knight, DJ. One of my friends, Fred Whiting, was also a DJ there. And he went to work at Channel 6 in the 70s, early 70s. And about 74, they said, we're looking for a movie reviewer. And he said, I know somebody who's really into movies. I was always into movies. I went to see Antonioni's Blow Up instead of going to my prom. So I started at Channel 6 in 74 and was there for 14, 15 years. Reviewing at noon and at 7 o'clock, doing little short reviews, which obviously has kind of been my hallmark. I've been short ever since.
So take me from there to here. How did you get to having Sifter and also now, starting in September, doing reviews for the Richmond Magazine?
Actually, I started TVJerry.com, my website, in 1998. It was first called Tales from the Grips. It was an opportunity for the Richmond production community to be able to communicate. And the internet was this new, cool thing. And I said, well, I've got to do something other than just have my resume, because why would you go back next week to read my resume again? So I started Tales from the Grips. And in 2012, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to direct a show again. My degree is actually in theater, in directing from VCU. And I hadn't directed a show since college. I directed a few shows at the Barn Dinner Theater, which is long gone. And I've directed corporate theater and stuff like that because I make my living as a video producer. But I hadn't done a real play. And I had reviewed plays for 15 years. So I contacted Phil Crosby at Triangle. And I said, Phil, I think I want to direct a show. And they said, there's this great show that's opening the season called Regrets Only by Paul Rudnick. And I read it, and I thought it was very funny. And I called my friend Melissa Johnston and started casting. Got a great cast, Joe Papps and Michael Hawk and Liz Blake White and Donovan Winkle and Jackie O'Connor, and it was very popular. You may have seen it.
I did.
Did you like it?
Actually, I thought that the talent in the show was better than the script, but I thought that everyone in it was very good.
Well, good.
And I like the direction.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have that discussion a lot, don't we, about productions.
True.
Better than the scripts.
True.
But anyway, I directed that show. It was well received, and I thought, well, maybe I'll do another one. So I contacted John Knapp and said, hey, I think I want to do another show. I also sent an email to Bruce Miller, who's a longtime friend of mine. Didn't hear from either one of them. So I finally said, okay, I'll show them. I'll just start reviewing again. And that's how I created Sifter. So I started Sifter in 2013 doing movie and play reviews again. I'd actually done movie reviews on my website since I started it in 1998. So I just added theater reviews, and that's how it came to what it is today.
So what you're saying is if people don't like your reviews, they have Bruce Miller to thank.
Yeah, exactly. And for those who don't know, those few out there who may not know, Bruce Miller is the founding artistic director of Virginia Rep. And then Richmond Magazine, I actually approached them a few months ago, and I said, I'm sure you're trying to boost your online presence, as everybody is in print. And I've got this whole website. I would love to work out an arrangement. And they came back to me and said, what we'll do for now is we'd like to take two of your reviews a month and post them on richmondmagazine.com. So those two reviews, which will be spread out among all the theaters, will be on their website the Monday after the show opens. And then the other reviews will remain on Sifter at tvjerry.com. The only thing that will be different, other than the fact they'll be slightly longer, they wanted 250 words, and my reviews are usually about 200. The only thing that'll be a little different is they'll usually be coming out on Mondays. Usually, as you know, my reviews come out the day after the show opens. So if it opens on a Friday, Saturday morning, it's there. But now if it opens on a Friday, it'll be there on Monday on richmondmagazine.com.
So when you review, I guess, what would you say are the hallmarks of a Jerry Williams review?
I try to keep in mind, I always have done this with movies and with theater when I'm reviewing, is that okay, I see 50 plays a year. I see 150 movies a year. The average person maybe sees maybe one movie a month and one play every 6 months. So I try to keep in mind that to some extent, I don't want to get too precious about it because I want people to say, hey, I think I like this show or I won't like this show. So I try not to get too highfalutin, as it were. I try to look at it more a point of view of Is it entertainment? Is it at least enjoyable if it's not entertaining? And then obviously look very much at the production side of it. I'm much more interested in the performances, the direction, the staging than I am in the play itself. I know from working with you for a year and a half now on Curtain Call, you're very much, since you're a writer at heart, you're very much about the content. And I kind of say, well, this is what we got to work with, so let's talk about it. It's actually been interesting being a reviewer in this community for so long because being a director, I've hired many of the actors to be on camera for me. And it's always a challenge, especially when a show is not good, to have to talk about a friend of mine and say, hey, this person just didn't make it or this production didn't make it. But I've held steadfast to that, and I've been told more than once that people appreciate that I'm not afraid to be honest. So let's turn the tables now. And Mr. Crissett, obviously you've been a writer since you were a kid. How did you get started as a writer?
It kind of dovetails with being an actor in that if I knew that if I was writing things, I could go in front of class and read them in like second grade. And so I would write stories and then I'd be able to go up in front of the class and discuss them, act them out, read them. I did a lot of theater growing up.
I did not know that.
I went to one of those theater magnet schools for high school.
Oh, really?
So we were doing four shows a year in Newport News. Okay. And I was doing community theater on top of that. So I was doing five or six shows a year. We had enough theater at our school, at our high school, that we had two full-time drama teachers.
Wow.
Not an English teacher who was moonlighting as a drama teacher, but two people who did it full-time. And they taught us everything about it. You know, you didn't just act. You built sets. You did props.
Great,
you did publicity. Right. You did the whole thing.
Right.
And when it came time for college, I had to decide, do I want to go with acting or do I want to go with writing? And I think that I'm actually a writer at heart. I think that that's what really gets me going. And so I went to VCU for journalism. I was interning at Style when Don Harrison, who is the host of this show, said, hey, Rich, you know theater stuff. And I said, well, yeah, I did some in high school. And he put two tickets across the desk and he said, hey, go review a show. And I did. So yeah, I've been writing for them since the summer of 2009. So I guess it's now been 8 years.
Wow. Eight years
I've been writing for Style.
So obviously you do not make your living writing theater reviews for Style. What else do you do for income?
I am a full-time staff reporter at the Chesterfield Observer, which is the newspaper of Chesterfield. We are the largest weekly newspaper in the state of Virginia. Absolutely everything under the sun that a journalist could do, I do for the Chesterfield paper.
So you ask me, so I'll ask you, what do you look for when you write your reviews?
I always have the audience in mind. I think that the average person who does not spend a lot of money on theater, they could pick up my review and say, should I see this or should I not? Is this something that would interest me?
Right.
And that is my first goal in my writing. I'm not afraid to say things. I think that some people in the world of criticism in Richmond maybe are. They're worried about hurting feelings. And I think there's a way to explain what's going on without just destroying people. But at the same time, I want to give you a little bit of context. I want to illuminate things for you. So if you do a show now, not just what is the show, what does it mean? Put in the context of what's going on. What can you pull out of it that relates to the everyday person?
Do you consider yourself more a critic or a cheerleader for our theater scene?
I care very much about the theater scene here, but at the same time, my training is as a journalist. You don't become friends with politicians. You cover the politicians. And while you might have pleasant conversation back and forth, you don't want to be hanging out and drinking with them. And I that's how I view the theater scene, is that I need to have the remove in order to be critical. And there are people in Richmond that I know hate my guts.
So that's one of the reasons why you always leave pretty much right after the show's open.
Yeah, reception, I don't want to become friends with you.
Right,
I don't. I think that would impair my judgment.
Well, it's interesting because obviously I'm in the totally opposite thing. I have friends who are theater people and have for years, and I just deal with the pain. And if they hate me, they're smiling to my face. Well, our time is up, and I know that our listeners can depend on good, honest criticism from us and from Claire. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with some reviews of some of the shows that open in September and maybe even a little preview of the Artsies.
Well, I think that'll do it for us. I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. Thanks for listening.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.